Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 21 February 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. We're so glad you're with us. Whether you listen tonight live or listen to repeat out in the Northwest on the weekend or whatever, wherever you are around the world. And I mean that. Say hi to everybody around the world, especially April in Australia and Miss Blue in France and others that have emailed us and talked to us, listeners in Japan, thank you for being there. I mean that with all my heart. Thank you. And tonight, I'm going to bring up a special guest just in a moment, a gentleman that I listen to on the radio at least every other day, because he broadcasts here in a little station I have in Nicholas County, West Virginia, at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern with a program called Viewpoint. And this man tackles topics that most pastors and teachers won't touch. That's why I like to listen to him. He's not afraid to cover topics that are really not politically correct or not even polite in Christian circles, because Christians don't like to hear the truth. But nonetheless, we'll bring up just a minute. Just don't forget, folks, we are offering, while we have them left, we have the last of the seminars. We did seven of them. We have a few of the DVDs left, to one of entitled Broken Era, A Cry for Repentance. That is about an eight-hour-long seminar with speakers, some of them don't want to be the Lord, including a guy that I do miss a lot, Greg Evenson, was a close friend and spoke at a couple of seminars, a retired state trooper in Michigan that absolutely was just a phenomenal gentleman. But anyway, he and some others on that DVD are already gone. But what he said back then is actually more relevant today than it was then. So, folks, for $750, that includes shipping. We'll get that to you. If you want more than one of them, just add another $350 per, okay? We'll get them right out to you while they last. We're down the last, I think, 20 or 25 of them. But I don't want to see them go to waste. You can get them and make copies of them if you don't want. They're not copyrighted. Share with your friends and family. Watch what's being said and see if it doesn't even fit even more today than it did back then. And I really do mean to hope you'll do that. I truly, truly do. And just talk to Crystal on the phone a while ago. Crystal, of course, had not been in the office the last few weeks because she'd been with her mommy about 3 hours north of us in a town called Morgantown, in the hospital with her daddy. And he's still in the hospital in rehab in Morgantown. They're trying to get all the help they can for him while they can. But she's, this one make mention that they're having some situations as far as getting it all taken care of and paid for, as usual. So keep that in prayer, folks. The Lord will be done now. They'll keep him till he's well enough to at least get up and walk on his own. He's by no means well, not even close yet. The tumor took out of his head. They said they think they got it all, folks, but they always say that, and I pray they did. They're going to do a CAT scan this Friday, so keep Johnny and his wife Judy, Crystal's mommy, and Crystal, the whole family in prayer, please, if you don't mind. And I know you don't mind. I appreciate y'all doing that so much. Now, like I said, our guest tonight is a gentleman that I'm really honored to have on. I get those 2 months in a while. I listen to his programs, and I listened to one today that was very well done. But he did one last week, and he discussed about prophecy, actually, Ukraine and Russia and prophecy, and tied it together as to who they are and who we are. And I was impressed. And again, this man doesn't shy away from topics that most pastors won't touch with a 10-foot pole. And that's a shame, folks. Of all the people in the world that need to know the truth so they'll know the tricks of Satan and be able to tell others, it's the church. But the church in America really had become nothing but a social club and a place to build bigger gymnasiums and bigger auditoriums and bring in bigger bands and put in coffee shops in the 4 years. That's what's come down to today in America. A church has become a business instead of the body of Christ. Let's go to our guest. Let's go to Chuck Christmar. Chuck Christmar, are you there?
I am here waiting with bated breath.
All right. Now, folks, I'll tell you now, Chuck Christmar is a gentleman. I just listened on the radio. I didn't talk to him some months ago. He was on the radio some months back, and he left the law occupation, doing well in California as a lawyer. Now he took up a calling to run a ministry that I know he's probably getting rich at. I'm sure he is, just like I am. It's called Viewpoint. But he put the Lord's work ahead of his own career. And in my mind, we have all been greatly blessed because of that. And Chuck, just get started. If you don't mind, tell the folks a little bit about who you are and how you got started and what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. I'll tell you, when I left the practice of law at the height of my career back in 1994, since then, whatever I have done, whether it be through Save America Ministries, which we founded as a voice to the church declaring vision to the nation, or whether it be through our national radio broadcast Viewpoint, or even through the many books that I've written, I make no money. I receive no remuneration for any of it. And that may seem strange, but it's a complete trust situation with the Lord. I don't want to be tangled in with any man's money, because that always perverts judgment. So that's where we're coming from. Back in 1992, I was sitting in my law office, and the Lord spoke to my heart one day and said, basically, son, you've been pleading the cause of men long enough. I want you to plead my cause in the land as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation, America's greatest crisis hour. I said, yes, sir, and we began the process of forming Save America Ministries to rebuild the foundations of faith and freedom. And shortly thereafter, the Lord spoke to my heart and my wife's one evening separately that we were to up and sell everything that we had, 30 years of business, ministry, and political investment in Southern California, and relocate to the birthplace of the nation, Richmond, Virginia, where the Cross of the Covenant was first planted on these shores on the James River in 1607. And that's what we did. And in 1995, we launched a national radio program called Viewpoint to confront the deepest issues of America's heart and home from God's eternal perspective. And that's what we've done 5 days a week, live, an hour a day, since then, and of course, written 10 books, and including my last two, which were Antichrist and Messiah. And so that's a background there, pretty succinct. But we're living in times, and you and I have discussed this, that are virtually unrecognizable. When we grew up as young boys in the 1950s, things were, certainly they were far from perfect. We had a number of things that were developing there, but comparatively speaking, we're living in a radically different world.
Oh, yes.
It is so different as to be almost unrecognizable. And so that being the case, for those who are growing up now, whether they're millennials or Generation Z, they can't relate. They just cannot relate to what the country once was.
No.
Even though it was never perfect, never perfect, because it had imperfect people in it. But at least there was spiritual stability, and there was a general fear of the Lord in the land. And I want to speak to that for just a moment, if I may.
Sure.
If you were to go back, in fact, one day I was on my way to a pastor's breakfast here in Richmond, Virginia. And as I was crossing the James River, the Lord spoke to my heart, because I had asked him a question. I said, why is it that after all of these years of prayer and calling for revival in America, that we have no revival? And God answered my question immediately. He said, because my pastors are not preaching righteousness.
Amen.
My pastors are not preaching righteousness. So I got to the event. And, you know, before everything started, people were standing around drinking coffee. And I was sharing this little conversation with one of the pastors, who was a pastor of one of the larger evangelical churches in the area. And he hung his head when I said, my pastors are not preaching righteous. And he asked me this question. He said, Chuck, I'm not so sure I even know how to preach righteousness.
Wow.
That's what
honesty,
he said.
Honesty, but really that hurts.
Yeah, it really hurt a lot. Then, since then, the Lord spoke to my heart again based upon Psalm 25:14. I was reading through the scripture, and I came upon Psalm 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with them who fear him, and to them he will show his covenant. Well, it was almost as if the Holy Spirit just shone a laser beam down on that passage. And as I was looking at it, God said, that's the reason why your nation is in deep trouble, because there's no fear of the Lord in the land. And then while I was contemplating that, he said, and that's also the reason why my church can't make any difference in the country. Because there's no fear of the Lord in the church either.
Mm.
So I wrote a book. I wrote a book called The Secret of the Lord, based upon that. And since then, I have asked on my radio program many times of national guests, pastors and parachurch leaders, when was the last time you have heard the phrase, a God-fearing man? Have you heard it in the last 30 years, do you think? Not one of them could remember hearing that phrase in the last 30 years. But you know what, Butch? That used to be the most common phrase in America to describe a man whose bond, whose word was his bond, who could be trusted, and was walking at least in a basic God-fearing manner, the fear of the Lord. Now, we have virtually totally abandoned the whole concept of the fear of the Lord, from the church house to the White House to the schoolhouse, and that's the reason we're in deep trouble. We have abandoned the most foundational element that is necessary if you're going to have a society that is running with moral clarity and in favor with God and man. No fear of the Lord. And if there's no fear of the Lord, guess what's going to happen? You're going to fear man. And that's where we are. The fear of man has become pervasive throughout the land. We saw it with the COVID situation, with the vaccine. We saw it with all of that. The fear of man has taken over.
I totally agree. I hate to admit that, but I totally agree. I've been saying the same thing for years. And when you talk about righteousness anymore in the church, they're stunned. They really don't know what you're talking about in righteousness. They think that once you come under grace of Christ, you can live like you want to. It's no big deal. I mean, you know, grace covers sin. And, you know, they think it's okay to just live like everybody else does. But that ain't what the Bible says.
You know why that is? because they've confused or conflated the word grace with the word mercy. We no longer talk about mercy. We talk about grace as if that's mercy. No, we need to talk about mercy first before we talk about grace, because we need mercy because we're guilty. The reason we don't talk about mercy and pastors don't talk about mercy is because they don't want to admit that we're guilty before God. That means we have to repent. So what they say, they use grace as if somehow it covers over our need for mercy. But grace, while it is God's unmerited favor, it's way beyond that. The purpose of grace is to enable us to do the will of God.
Amen.
To enable us to do his will. That's
Amen.
What grace is for. It's his enabling power. That's why Paul said, was told by God, my grace is sufficient for you, for my grace or my strength is made perfect in your weakness. That's the real purpose of grace. And any other definition or idea about it is disgrace.
Amen. I totally agree. But we go on for an hour on this topic alone. My gosh, I mean, you just opened up a whole new can of worms
there. Yeah, we really could. But you want to get into something else.
Yeah, I do. I want to talk about what you discussed on the program last week. It was a Thursday or Friday you discussed America, the Roman Empire, and Ukraine and Russia. I like to explain that because you did a very good job to explain that. Matter of fact, I was in my car driving, and I pulled over and listened to it because it was interesting enough that I stopped a while to listen. And I don't do that very often. So that was very informative to me. So please explain this, what you were talking about on the broadcast about Ukraine or Russia and prophecy, and go from there.
Okay. Well, first of all, maybe we should go back to the book of Daniel with the great colossus there, the statue representing four great kingdoms, starting with Babylon and then going on to Persia and Greece, and the final great empire that was to rule at the end of the age was Rome. And interestingly, Rome ruled when Christ was on the earth the first time, and Rome will rule when Christ is on the earth the second time, when he comes the second time. So that being said, just as a summary beginning, we take a look at what is or was Rome. Well, Rome actually was represented, and its reach, the Roman Empire's reach, went all the way up to the Baltic Sea, included all the nations that are now part of Europe, including those who are part of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. But there are a number of nations that were part of the Roman Empire that are not part of NATO. Well, guess what? When Russia attacked Ukraine, and by the way, I spoke of this the very first week when this took place. That was a year ago. I didn't just speak of it a week ago. I spoke of it first when it first happened, because I believe the significance of this is that when Russia attacked Ukraine, regardless of the appropriateness of that, we're not going to argue that at the moment. There are various nuances concerning Russia and Ukraine and Ukraine and Russia that we can get into. But the net effect of it has been to serve as a catalytic agent to bring about nations, countries that were not part of NATO into the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which includes the Baltic countries. And so these were countries that were border countries to Russia. And so they didn't want to get tangled up there. But now, as a result of this attack on Ukraine, they have decided to make their move to become part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, the only country that I'm aware of that is not yet in that mode is Ukraine. The Western world, contrary to what you might hear on the news, the Western world through the United States has done everything it could for a decade, two decades, to try to move Ukraine into NATO.
As a matter of fact, George Bush Sr. went over there to try to do that back in the 90s, early 90s or late 80s, and didn't happen. But they did try. Yes, you're right. Go ahead.
Right. And in 2008, George W. Bush made a special effort over there in Europe, a meeting that extended on for several hours in private to try to urge them to make their move to bring Ukraine into NATO. And they wouldn't do it. And the reason they wouldn't do it is because they feared Russia. They feared that it would stir up the Russian bear, and they weren't prepared to deal with it. Well, now the Russian bear stirred them up. And the interesting thing is that in our world, geopoliticians and pastors think the same way in large measure. Here's how they think. Well, it certainly doesn't look like any of this could ever happen. Therefore, I don't think it'll ever happen. Now, it doesn't matter whether God has said that it's going to happen. They just say, well, it doesn't look like it could ever happen. It'll start World War III. It'll do this, that, or the other. The same kind of reasoning is keeping the temple from being built there in Israel, because the leaders of our world say, oh, that'll start World War III. Well, the interesting thing is it doesn't matter whether it starts World War III or not. It's going to happen. It is going to happen. Now, so let's get back to Ukraine. Ukraine is right on the edge now of being accepted into NATO. But NATO is not quite ready to accept them because they have not proven, that is, Ukraine has not proven that it can stand on its own even against Russia. So their economy, their other aspects concerning Ukraine, even this very week, the head of NATO has spoken concerning whether or not they're ready to receive Ukraine in to NATO. And he says, no, not yet. Something is going to happen, I believe, that is going to cause Ukraine and these Baltic nations that were not part of NATO to be drawn in. Why is that important? Because they were all part of the Roman Empire. They were all part of the ancient Roman Empire. Now, it's hard for us to think about the Roman Empire extending that far, but it did. And so now, when that comes into place, the entire Western world will become part. That was the ancient Roman Empire. The NATO nations that are now coming into their fullness were part of that Roman Empire. So now let's look at the significance of that. You got a moment to do that?
Oh, we got time. Yes, we got time. We got another 4 minutes for the break. Go right ahead.
Okay. So let's look briefly at the significance of that, and then we're going to explore whatever else that you want to get to. Because this ancient Roman Empire now is being reformed, it is now in a position then to become part of the New World Order. You see, the New World Order, the grand world government that World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, all of that is set to accomplish, involves the Western world. It doesn't involve China. It doesn't involve Iran. It doesn't involve Russia, even though Russia technically was part of Europe. So this is being formed as we speak. And that being the case, this ultimate setup of a one-world government of the Western world then will be set in opposition to Russia in the north and China and Iran. All of this is setting up the scenario that may be necessary to fulfill the Ezekiel 38 and 39 Gog and Magog war.
Wow.
When you look at the new friendship that has been established between Iran and Russia now, Russia having built the first nuclear reactor for Iran, the Bushehr reactor, and now working with Iran big time to accomplish its purposes, Iran nearing the completion of their nuclear ability for a nuclear bomb, they are now, together with Russia, in a position to be able to fulfill Ezekiel 38 and 39. But in addition to that, there is one NATO nation that is in a very difficult position. It happens to be the largest industrial nation in Europe. It's called Germany. Germany is over a Russian barrel. Germany receives 70% of its energy from Russia. When it appears that the President of the United States ordered the Nord Stream pipeline running under the Baltic to be blown up, he did it because Germany was too close to Russia because of its dependency upon Russia for energy, and he didn't want that. So he blew up the pipeline. It prevented the oil from going to Germany from Russia. Now Germany is in deep trouble. They have no energy during their winter. And so they are reverting to reestablishing all their coal plants.
Yes, they are.
While claiming to be environmentalists. You see how all of this is tying together? It's bringing the whole big picture together. And it began with the Russian attack on Ukraine. You see, these kind of catalytic agents are what bring about the fulfillment of prophecy, notwithstanding what anybody else, all the prognosticators, the pastors that ever think about it.
All right, folks. Well, we're just getting started. Next half hour, we'll take your questions as always. It's starting about 20 till. Give us a call at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
Folks, we are back. We'll open the phone line about 10 minutes at 844-769-2944. And our guest tonight is Pastor Chuck Crismar. His program is Viewpoint. His website is saveus.org. Saveus.org. And when I called this man at his office number, every time I called him, guess who answers the phone? He does. That's unusual. He answers his own phone. I mean, gee.
Yeah.
That's down-to-earth kind of guy.
Well, you know why that is? Because we have, when the phone rings via the 800 number in the office, it's forwarded to my cell phone when my secretary is not in.
I see. Okay.
I'm just being fully honest.
Well, that's okay. That's what we want. But, you know, we're talking during the break. Chuck and I are talking during the break, folks, that prophecy, what we're seeing happening today, has been prophesied or it would not be happening. Everything that happens on this earth, our Father, our Heavenly Father, foretold that was going to happen this earth. If he didn't, then he's not God. Everything is we're seeing happen has been foretold. I don't agree with everything that I think Brother Chuck's saying, but I agree with everything he said about Russia, Ukraine, the Roman Empire, because it's prophesied. It's in Daniel. We're seeing it happen. And so this is not complicated. There's some things I don't understand, but some things even I can figure out. And I was born and raised in West Virginia, so if I can figure it out, anybody can. But anyway, back to our guest. Brother Chuck, what do you see coming now? I mean, I know Putin is literally talking about nuclear war. He's literally talking about nuclear war. And I'm not going to get into all the whys and wherefores this whole thing started. In my mind, the U.S. and NATO, especially the U.S., have been punching Russia for a long time, poking the bear in the butt, so to speak, and now we're seeing retaliation. But what do you see coming next with this? I mean, is World War III, in your opinion, started? I think it has. What's your opinion?
Well, it depends on what you mean by World War III.
Well, I mean,
sense, we're already in World War III.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. We're already into it. It's going to spread, I'm afraid.
Whether Vladimir Putin is going to launch into some nuclear effort, I'm not prepared to say. But he's got a lot on the line.
He's a
very proud man, and he believes that he's standing in for a nation, a country that has a proud history, contrary to what most Americans probably think or know about Russia. In my book, King of the Mountain, I have an entire chapter about Russia and how even the Pope has dealt with Russia and Putin. It's a fascinating picture. When you go back, let me take us back to some early history with regard to Russia and Ukraine. You see, Kyiv was virtually the epicenter of Russian religion. Believe it or not, Kyiv in Ukraine, that was the epicenter of Russian religion. That was the heart of Russia spiritually. But as things moved on over the years and centuries, Moscow became the heart and heartthrob of Russia, except for St. Petersburg that was built by Peter the Great. There is an unbelievable connection between Ukraine and Russia. And people don't understand this. They think that Ukraine is Ukraine, and it's always been Ukraine is an independent nation. It's not true.
That's not true. Yes.
Ukraine and Russia were basically one and the same in many respects. So now when Ukraine wants to separate itself out and Zelensky wants to eliminate the Russian language and wants to eliminate anything related to Russian culture, it's as if it's a massive slap in the face to Russia. So Vladimir Putin sees his role as to protect the mother country and its vision. They have a prophetic vision, believe it or not. That prophetic vision goes back to the 1500s when a prophecy was given by a fellow by the name of Philopi. Now, whether or not you want to accept this as a valid prophecy is not the point. The point is, the prophecy was made, and here it is. It's very simple. Russia is the third Rome, and there will never be another. Russia is the third Rome, and there will never be another. Now,
wow.
To explain this, we have to understand that the first Rome is the Rome there at the Vatican, in Italy. That's first Rome. However, eventually, it became so corrupt and its theology became so distorted and perverted that a new Rome was established at Constantinople under Constantine. That was the second Rome. It was called Byzantium. When the Muslims attacked eventually and took over Byzantium and Second Rome, the power and authority of Second Rome shifted to Moscow. Moscow then became what was known as Third Rome. That set Moscow and Russia against First Rome and the papacy. That's why John Paul II, as Pope, in the book The Keys of This Blood by Malachi Martin, a Vatican insider, said that his number one enemy was Russia. Russia became Third Rome. And the Russian Orthodox Church was deemed to be the true Christian church. They believe that they are the inheritors of the truth, Christian Orthodoxy. Now, the Russian Orthodox Church has merged with the, not Soviet Empire, but the Russian Federation as a civil government. And Vladimir Putin and the head of the Russian Orthodox Church have become as one. They believe, regardless of what anybody else thinks of the West, regardless of what our president says or anybody else says, whether they're liberal or conservative, they believe that they are the ones that are holding the world together for the truth. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It is hard to believe. It really is hard to believe that we've seen this switch in our lifetime from what we thought the USA once was now to Russia. Go ahead.
Well, about 7 years ago, Vladimir Putin declared that Russia had become the moral anchor or center for the Western world.
Yes.
And that the United States had become nothing but decadence.
That's very true. I can't argue that point. That's very true.
Right. Therefore, he said, we are not going to allow this Western, i.e., U.S. influence to come in and distort and pervert our country. So from his viewpoint, regardless of whether you like his politics or not, from his viewpoint, he is trying to protect the Russian people and his country. But that's not all. He has a bigger picture. He has a bigger goal. Because he believes that Russia, you see, Russia was once the third largest empire in the world, believe it or not. And he believes that that needs to be rebuilt for the end times. Do you know that within Russia there are those who actually believe that Vladimir Putin is called by God to restore Russia and to prepare for the second coming of Christ? It's true. It's in my book, King of the Mountain. You can read about it. All the quotes are right there. King of the Mountain, the eternal epic and end time battle. And so what we're seeing right now is, shall we say, one major chapter in the final end time movement of the nations to bring about the fulfillment of that which has been spoken by God through the prophets and through Christ himself. So what's the message? The message to us is, hey, Jesus is coming. Soon we're going to be coming home, and you better get prepared.
Amen.
That's the message.
Amen.
All the other is fascination. That's the real message. And the church ain't ready.
No, the church ain't ready. No.
Nowhere near ready.
No, not even close. Not even close. And the church doesn't even really, as what I've seen, I'm not trying to be judgmental here, but I have no choice to say this. The church that I've seen as a whole doesn't really care. They're waiting for somebody to be elected to the White House. Maybe Trump might be reelected and save the country. That's what they're thinking about. They're not looking for Christ.
They're looking for an earthly savior.
Yes, exactly.
Now you understand why I wrote a book, Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages. It's a very unusual book. That's my latest book, Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages. And what I show in that book is how of the world, including the various religions of the world, including the areas of science in the world, whether it be technology, bioscience, all of these things, every single philosophy and every single religion and every single movement of our world is dedicated to becoming its own Messiah.
That
is true. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. It is.
And this is exactly what Satan said he was going to do. He said, right there in the Mount of God in the heavens, he said, I will be like the Most High. And so he has to do that through a human being, through human beings. That's how he has to do it. So he is accomplishing that. Things are moving inexorably now to the fulfillment of that. And ultimately, as you know, this will be expressed in a counterfeit Christ figure known as the Antichrist, who will take over when the Great Reset of the Western world, the resurrected Roman Empire, takes its stand. He will eventually move forward democratically, by the way. He'll be moved in democratically. People will not recognize who this is because he's going to come in like on cat's feet, just like the fog does. And by the time people realize, it's too late. It's going to move so rapidly once that happens. And, of course, that's why I wrote the book Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. Those are the last three books, King of the Mountain, Antichrist, and Messiah. And they're in sequence to show what is taking place, why, and what we need to do. And what we need to do is not geopolitically located, it's spiritual.
Amen.
That's where the real battle is.
Amen. And just a second, I want to tell folks I can get those books, but I want to make one comment, and I got to get a phone call or two here. I'm watching the Protestant churches, become involved with world religions they want called Chrislam, Muslim and Christian,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Right.
We see the Catholic, mm-hmm. the Catholic Church, especially the Pope today, Pope Francis. Well, man, what a pervert! I mean, now he just said, now this, you can watch this on, this is not hard to find. Watch him on the internet. He said that pedophiles are, I can't help it, they were made that way, and there's a special place in heaven for pedophiles. This is where this man is leading the Catholic Church. Folks, I'm warning you now in the name of Jesus, get out of that. ASAP, get out of that. As soon as you can, get out of that. Now, if you're attending any church that's bringing any other kind of false teachings, and that's not hard to tell, if you got a Bible in your hand, and I totally recommend 1611 King James Bible and the Concordance study with, if you're seeing things come in there that are not aligned with that, get out of there. They're going to unify the body and call it a church, a world religion, and we're setting up, as Brother Chuck just said, the kingdom of the Antichrist, and most people don't even know it. Let's go talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. First, I have a prayer request real quick for the Wren family in Arkansas. The person I know best lost his wife and his sister one day apart.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So I would like prayer requests for that family, that Jesus gives them the strength to see their way through this. They've got a double funeral coming up.
Amen. Okay. All right, sweetheart, go ahead.
Okay. It was the Orthodox priest, the head of the Orthodox Church in Russia, that told Putin that he was the figure in that prophecy, and he is fulfilling it. And unlike ours, Vladimir Putin will do everything in his power to protect Russia.
That's true.
He's pulled out of the Stark Treaty, which is the last nuclear treaty that they had, and he announced today he's pulled out of it, and the missiles are already on his ships and on his planes.
We know from Dmitry that they're
going to annihilate, China, Nicaragua, and the other countries are going to annihilate the United States, Sodom and Gomorrah. God is going to use them to do that.
You know, she brought a point there that we're warned in the Book of Peter that Sodom and Gomorrah was set up for our example. Were we not?
Yes.
Well, that's true.
And we've done everything we could to rush right towards it.
Yes, we have.
As fast as we can.
Yes, we have. And so God help us. The churches are, a lot of churches are right behind it. A lot of them are right behind it. And the Pope, the Catholic Church, is leading the way in now in the pedophilia. And folks, I'm telling the truth because I love you. Before you destroy your soul for eternity, separate from those whorehouses before it's too late. Go ahead, Jan.
Quit listening to their leaders and open your Bible.
Amen. Amen.
And read what God says is right.
Amen. Anything else you want to say?
No, thank you, Pastor. Am I right with that?
You're right.
The other pastor that we are
Chuck,
destroyed?
Chuck, yeah, she's talking to you, Chuck. Is he right? Are you there, Chuck?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think I'm dumbfounded for a second. Yeah, it's time to get in the Bible and find what the book says and quit listening to what man says. Good call. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate it. Thank you. And, Brother Chuck, is there anything you want to add to that?
No, not necessarily. I think she said, she said what she said and expressed it well. One thing I think people, I think Jan was alluding to this, Vladimir Putin actually feels like he's been ordained by God to do what he's doing. Regardless of what you and I think, and whether he has it right or not, he's been told, he's been given the impression that this is his calling in history. Now, when you believe that, whether it's true or not.
Yes.
I say regularly on my program called Viewpoint, the viewpoint determines destiny. There are no neutral viewpoints. If that is his true, genuine viewpoint, right or wrong, that's what's driving his decisions.
Very
so
true.
We can argue it from a Western viewpoint or an American viewpoint or a NATO viewpoint, but all of that is geopolitical reasoning. What we need to understand is what's in his mind and heart. Because if we don't understand that, we're not going to understand the dynamics of what is really taking place here.
Very good point. Very good point.
And what people don't realize is that Ukraine has been just as corrupt as Russia.
Even more so in
it's
some
renowned,
ways.
It's
yes.
renowned for its corruption. I mean,
yes, it
where
is
it that Hunter Biden has done his shenanigans? Where
That's
is
right.
it that Joe Biden has done his shenanigans? Right there in Ukraine. So they have a motivation for a personal motivation for
Very true.
Protecting Ukraine. Now, the people that are caught in the midst of this are the Ukrainian people themselves, many of whom are not part of any of those shenanigans.
That's true.
They're caught in the middle of a much bigger picture that they cannot control. Let me just say this. This may be fascinating to you, Butch, and to your listeners. But in November, I am scheduled right now to speak to two very large Russian-Ukrainian churches. One of those I have spoken at 8 times now over the past 10 years. They invite me specifically. You know why? Because they have people who listen to my radio program in their area.
Uh-huh.
And they believe that what we're saying on the air is the message that their young people need to hear. And they are desperately distraught over what has happened in our country when they brought over their families to leave the Soviet Union, to leave communist Russia and Ukraine for religious freedom and for godliness, and now they see their young people being corrupted
uh-huh.
by what Iran calls the Great Satan. That's why they invite me to come up and speak in their congregations, and another one just opened up an invitation. Do you know that I cannot get into a standard American church today?
Brother, I understand. I boy, do understand that.
But
I certainly
Russian
do.
But the Russian and Ukrainian people want me to come. They're begging me to come.
Well, brother, I don't know what else you said more than me, most people can say in a week's time. You covered it all, because there's no such thing as a non-religious person or a neutral person. Everyone has their own religion that they live by, whatever that may be. And I'm not talking about Buddhism, Hinduism. I'm talking about humanism, maybe. That's who they are. No such thing as a non-religious person. So everyone's life is guided by the viewpoint you made very clearly. Mine's guided by the viewpoint I've been called to do this. I wouldn't be on the radio for 30 years next month. And by the way, before I forget, how can folks get your books?
Well, they're available on our website, saveus.org. That's saveus.org. Not Save USA, but saveus.org. Or they could give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. Or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And all of my books, all 10 books are right there on our website. They can listen to our radio program there after they've listened to yours, of course.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate this opportunity, Butch, for us to fraternize together. One of the things that I do with my radio program and have, we've had over 3,500 national guests on our program over the past 28 years. And I believe that...
Now, wait a minute. You've been on 28 years. I've been on 30 years. Do you know we're getting older? But anyway, go ahead.
We're not getting older. We're just getting better and a little creepier in our bones, right?
Yeah, of course. Getting a little prettier every day. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
No, all I'm saying is that what I'm trying to facilitate, I don't think that I'm the one that has all of the right information and all of the right
news
and so on.
No.
I'm trying to help facilitate the message that is necessary, the various aspects of the message that are necessary so that God's people can hear it if they will.
Okay, 30 seconds left, Chuck. 30 seconds left. 30 seconds. Go ahead and wrap it up.
All right. Well, all I say is it's time to prepare the way of the Lord.
Amen.
God sent John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord. Before the second coming, he's going to send the same spirit of Elijah to prepare the way of the Lord. He's doing it right here on the air today. God bless, and let's prepare the way of the Lord.
Brother Chuck, I'll talk to you in the future, my friend. You have a wonderful evening, okay?
Giving you a hug.
Oh, you too, my friend. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night with Pastor James Harden and what's going on with the bombed and burned-out clinics in New York. See y'all there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.